Hello?
Hello, is this Bridget?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Bridget, this is Steve. How are you doing?
Good. Did you get my email? Yeah. Did you get my email from, now I forgot her name.
Rachel?
Yes.
Just give me a minute. Let me check.
How did it come on? I can do my part.
Bridget, just give me a minute here.
Okay.
All right, I do get the email over here. Bridget, you there?
Yes.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So you can read on there what I had the questions about.
The one, are you talking about the one in which you have mentioned the points and pointers? Right?
Okay. I was first getting clarified from her about from chapter 8 all the way to the end was edited.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't show identification after chapter 4 to 7.
All right.
So,
yeah. So as we spoke yesterday, I have already asked the team to do the editing from chapter 1 till 7, and it will be delivered to you by Monday.
Okay. And then in a portion of chapter 8 is where I specify it, that some sentences, there was only like two. Maybe three, but the paragraph really should have been more because it was still a part of the story. So I'm just clarifying from someone that is more of an expert because nobody did that in chapters 1 to 7. Not such extensive new paragraph with only a few sentences. So that's what I didn't understand from chapter 8 on.
All right, it will also be taken care of. No worries.
Okay, let's see. I put there at on page 162, the erase the loss within oneself to send the power of the release of trauma to others. I didn't think it made any sense because I myself am confused. But if somebody could view that to make that a better sentence.
Sure. We'll do that.
Okay. And then I gave documentation, kind of pictures of what I'd like. The chapter 1 up in the right-hand corner. The title in the center. someone in the beginning did that look at the base of the title, and I really liked it. So
that's what you want, chapter number one at the top right, and the name of chapter, and in between, in the middle.
Yes, and the little mark you see under it, because some chapters did that, then some didn't do it, and so...
Uh-huh. Yep. So, Bridget, these are just deformatting issues, and it will be taken care of, and as you have said, it's going to be the same way. No worries.
Okay. Because the bibliography and the back page are not present on the manuscript, so I just wanted to make sure somebody edited the bibliography as well. And I also, I mean, maybe this I just need to wait to. The other thing was I just hope the pictures that I sent will look appropriately in the book, like based on how visible they are, if that makes sense.
Sure. So you have already shared all the pictures to Rachel?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All
and also, have you mentioned where we need to place those pictures?
I put them in the document itself.
So all right. Perfect. Then, Bridget, I will get the document from her and will incorporate all the pictures in the manuscript along with the bibliography and the back page. No problem.
Okay. Anything else that I just have felt very confused by what one person will do, what the next person will do, because there was no consistency at all. And that's why I got so confused.
I'm really sorry about all the confusion.
This communication was really poor, so I really appreciate you calling me because
no worries, Bridget. All right, so I do make sure all of these issues will be resolved. I'll try to get them resolved by Monday. If not on Monday, you will be getting at least from chapter 1 till 7 edited on Monday. And then in next 2 to 3 days, you will be getting all these revisions made.
Okay, I sure appreciate your time.
No worries. No worries. Anything else for me?
No, where do you live?
I'm in New York.
Okay. All right, well, I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
Same to you, Bridget. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Have a wonderful
All right,
day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.